As we explore our experience, aware receiving connecting with what is most obvious. Our minds begin to stabilize. Awareness begins to stabilize. Simple practice, simple awareness. And as we connect with what is most available to be received and experience, it can be useful from time to time to be curious about how we are in relationship to experience. There's what is happening, all of the body sensations, breath, sounds. Emotions. Thoughts. Whatever is obvious in your experience. And there is often, or there is, I'd say, something potentially going on. A relationship to experience that we may not be consciously aware of, a kind of hidden filter affecting our experience. And so it can be useful from time to time to check in just occasionally as there is a kind of ability to just be receiving experience. How am I with this? What is the relationship to this? We might have a relationship of wanting something to happen, leaning into, holding on to. We might have a relationship of wanting something to stop happening, pushing something away. There might be a relationship of confusion, uncertainty. Or an idea or belief about what should be happening. Or maybe there's a relationship of no problem. A feeling of okayness, of calm in relationship to experience, of delight. Of ease. Also useful to notice that. These relationships or attitudes are often hidden. They're not in our conscious awareness. And when they are hidden, they are shaping our consciousness, affecting how we are with experience. These relationships are mental formations, generating experience. When not seen, they have that generative power. When we can recognize them, see, for instance, a not liking of an experience. Oh, that unpleasant experience is happening and not liking is happening. When that can be seen, the not liking loses a lot of its generative power. It can simply be known. We can be aware of that. Not liking is happening. not liking is known. Occasionally checking in. How am I with experience? Or what is the attitude? What is the relationship to experience? It can begin to reveal something it wasn't clearly seen. And perhaps there can be an okayness with seeing that. Not liking is known, and perhaps a sense of ease. It's okay that not liking is happening. And at times we may begin to also really taste or experience the qualities of mind when there is that okayness, that balance of mind, the no problem. What is the relationship? It's okay. That okayness, that experience of okayness is also a happening. What's the flavor of the mind? That is okay with experience. There's a lot of different qualities that may be there with that okayness. maybe curiosity, interest. Maybe calm, ease, peace. Maybe delight or joy or happiness. Maybe patience. Recognizing, aware of these also. Patience is known. Calm is known. Delight is known. That strengthens those wholesome qualities, supports their development. And as there is more ease, more simplicity in the awareness, it becomes perhaps easier to recognize the knowing. What is happening? Happenings being known. an exploration of curiosity about the relationship to experience is really useful, because there's so much that goes on in our minds that is below our conscious awareness, and yet it can be available with a little bit of curiosity. What else is happening here? What is the relationship? How am I with this? And yet this isn't something to make a big project out of. It can be a light inclination or question in the mind from time to time. It's not something to look for, to try to figure out. Sometimes in using this tool for myself, I kind of have an image. It's like checking that relationship is like standing at a door and ringing a doorbell. And then you just wait. Something might answer the door. Something might open the door and show itself. We don't know what that will be. It's not like we're going to break the door down and try to go in and find it. Just anything there? Ready to show up? Sometimes there can be something quite clear. Well, for instance, with sleepiness. Sleepiness is happening. You're noticing sleepiness. And a lot of you have talked about noticing the not liking of sleepiness and unpleasantness of sleepiness and not liking that. So that's an attitude, you know, not liking sleepiness. So who can know that? Sleepiness is happening and not liking is happening. And perhaps also it might be possible to recognize, you know, sometimes if you're knowing that for a little while, yep, there's not liking of sleepiness happening. And what else is going on? Some of the subtlest attitudes in our mind have to do with agendas or beliefs, especially about meditation. So perhaps there's also an attitude or a belief in the mind. I can't be mindful properly while I'm sleepy. That attitude itself is not aversion. It's simply an idea. It's a belief that that's the way it is. And yet it's not true. But the belief itself shapes the consciousness, shapes the experience, is probably the ground from which the not liking and the unpleasantness have come. And so if we can see the not liking, see the belief, oh, believing I can't be mindful while sleepy. Well, hey, here I am, aware, noticing, sleepy. Aware that I'm sleepy and that I don't like it. But believing that I can't be mindful while sleepy, the mind begins to see, well, actually, I am aware while sleepy. And what is the experience as the mind can recognize? Aware while sleepy. Without the idea, the belief I can't be aware while sleepy, perhaps there's the recognition that actually the experience of sleepiness is pleasant. And we can be aware of that. So again, the attitudes shape our mind, that the attitudes are mental formations, they are generators, and they shape our consciousness, they shape our feeling, they shape our perceptions. And when they're behind the scenes, when they're not recognized, they are in their full generator mode. When they can be seen, they lose so much of that power. And then we can begin to recognize other qualities of mind. When we see those attitudes, one of my teachers, in talking about seeing the attitudes, recognizing these relationships in our mind, he says that we get to see to the place where we see what he calls wise attitude or right attitude, a place in the mind where the mind is simply okay with whatever is arising in the present moment. That allowing quality is what's there. And that's where, you know, often the experience feels quite clear and quite present. There's not a fight, a struggle in the mind. When the attitude is one of no problem, this is what's happening. Sayadaw Vitejaniya says that we find our way to right attitude by getting to know all of the things that are in the way of it, all of the attitudes that are connected to greed, aversion, confusion, delusion. And so it's not a problem to see these hidden agendas. They're being revealed. And perhaps as we see them, there can be the, oh, that's what's happening. Oh, that thing, sleepiness is happening, and I believe I can't be mindful of it. That's what's going on. The mind can relax and just be okay with that. This exploration of attitude gives us a little bit, I mean, it really supports our understanding and seeing how the mind works. It supports seeing how the mental formations shape the rest of our experience. And then as we also recognize that it shapes what we become aware of. It shapes our consciousness, as I talked about last night. And as we gain some skill or some ease with being just with what is, it does become simpler to just see the mind at work, including the knowing. It can be interesting to play with these together, as I pointed to in the guided meditation, recognizing an attitude, not liking. Not liking is happening. Not liking is known. Wanting is known. That actually can step us back to, it's okay. It's just being known. Just a phenomenon being known. Just our minds at work, doing their jobs, seeing, hearing, smelling, thinking, living, seeing, being known, hearing, being known, the mind doing its job. witnessing that, we get the taste at times, the flavor. You know, who's doing this? It's happening. No one in charge. Knowing, doing the job of knowing. Feeling, doing the job of feeling. Perceiving, doing the job of perceiving, and all weaving together in this amazing display of appearances happening on its own. I think Gil mentioned at the beginning of the retreat that he would be away today, and he is. He's not here today, and so there will not be practice discussions today. So everyone will have an extra day between their last practice discussion and the next one that they have. Some of you having your second practice or your second practice discussion tomorrow, and then the cycle starts again on Sunday. And there will be, Gil had said it would be a mostly silent day, but mostly it's going to be the same. Some of you will not have practice discussions today, but we have this session here, and we'll have the Dharma talk, and we'll have the reflection this evening. So the schedule stays the same. Just keep practicing. And as always, it is a perfect day to practice mindfulness.